This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
The Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership, where I hang my hat during the day, has two wonderful programs for Virginia youth, a college leaders program and a high school leaders program. We're joined by Mark Johnson, the director of youth programs at the Sorensen Institute, Ellen Marsteller, and Carlos Quintilla. Quintilla or Quintilla?
Quintella.
Quintella. I'm sorry. I got it now. I won't forget it. Quintella. And Ellen and Carlos are in the high school leaders program, which Mark is... That's going on right now, is that right?
It is. It's winding up, actually, Coy. They've been here in Charlottesville for the past 2 weeks, and they're getting ready to graduate tomorrow in the dome room of the Rotunda over at the university.
And so let me ask you, Carlos, what where are you from?
I'm from Oakton, Virginia, in Oakton in Fairfax County.
And you go, what high school?
I go to Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology.
Oh, the real smart high school. Good for you. See, I graduated from Lake Braddock in Fairfax County, and Thomas Jefferson, when I was in school there, was still just like a regular high school.
Yeah.
And I remember when they changed it into this, I think magnet school was the word they used.
Governor's school.
Yeah, they were going to collect all the best and the brightest and the kids who were sort of a little bored because in the normal schools, and they wanted a little bit more challenges in the classroom and in the doing scientific research. So you enjoy that school. What grade are you?
I'm going to be a junior next year.
Congratulations. So tell me about what interested you in the high school leaders program. Why do you want to go to political boot camp down in Charlottesville?
Well, I really like politics. It interests me. I go to a science and tech school, but I don't really like science and tech. I take a lot of the humanities courses there. So I really like politics, and I wanted to learn more about it.
And have you done that in the last couple weeks in Charlottesville?
It's been great. I've learned a lot.
Ellen Marsteller, you're from Richmond, right?
Yes, sir. I live in Goochland County, 20 minutes outside Richmond.
And you go where to high school?
The collegiate school.
Oh, my goodness. Mark, you got some good ones here.
Oh, they're all great, Coy.
Golly. And so what interested you in this program, this two-week political boot camp here in Charlottesville?
Well, I found out about it online from my mom. And I just love politics, and I wanted to learn how it works in Virginia.
So, Mark, tell us for folks who are listening, the best and the brightest from around Virginia come to Charlottesville, but what are they actually doing?
Well, they're here with us learning about how Virginia state and local government works. So in their high schools, they may have learned a lot about the federal government in D.C. They may have even learned a lot about government around the world, but they don't necessarily know what goes on in their county or city or in Richmond. And so they're spending time in the classroom with our faculty, just learning about who the people are that make government and policy here in Virginia, as well as meeting with those folks, meeting with public policy leaders from around the state to tell them how public policy works here in the Commonwealth.
Ellen, have you had any particular speaker or person that you've met over the last couple of weeks that sticks out in your mind?
Yes, I loved Bill Janus, the delegate from my county.
Uh-huh.
And I introduced him. And I also, when we went to Alexandria 2 days ago, I really liked Brian Moran.
There you go. Oh, yeah, Brian's a great guy.
From Alexandria.
How about you, Carlos? Anybody that you've met that you will particularly remember this summer?
I agree with Ellen. Brian Moran was a really interesting speaker. He's from the district right next to mine, so I've gotten to know him a little bit in some events. And, he was really good. He was a really good speaker.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So what do you plan to do with the knowledge that you have gained, Ellen, this summer? I mean, it's a quick 2 weeks. It's already up, but tomorrow's graduation. But you have any ideas for how you can put any of this, the things you've learned this summer, to use when you go back to high school or perhaps beyond?
Yeah. Well, I am the treasurer of our community council at Collegiate, and I really want to apply all this to how we run the CCC at my school.
Uh-huh.
Get more people active.
How about you, Carlos? Are you involved at Jefferson High School?
I haven't really been in any leadership positions, but it's definitely gotten my interest, so I'm thinking of maybe running for something at school.
Good for you. That's great. We're talking with two soon-to-be graduates of the Sorensen Institute's High School Leaders Program. Mark, how long has this been going on?
This is the fourth year of the High School Leaders Program.
The fourth year, right here in Charlottesville at the University of Virginia. Another reason that Charlottesville has to be proud. And we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll talk some politics and we'll talk a little high school right here on Charlottesville right now.
You're listening to the podcast of Charlottesville Right Now with Poi Barefoot. Podcasting of the show is made available by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.
We're talking with two new graduates of the Sorensen Institute's High School Leaders Program and the director of youth programs at the Sorensen Institute, Mark Johnson. Mark, what is it? Today was a big day in the program because they had presenting projects or something like that. What's going on there?
That's right. One of the really unique and important parts of the program is that over the 2 weeks, these students are working in groups and they're both identifying a problem that they see in the Commonwealth and then coming up with a public policy solution for it. So in just 2 weeks, they research and write these public policy proposals in small groups and get a chance to present them at the end of the program so that they can get feedback both on their ideas and what it would take to get that public policy enacted here in the Commonwealth.
And those presentations were today?
Yes, today in the Dome Room. They all did a great job. Five very innovative and unique policy ideas that I think could go a long way.
And we had legislators here to hear these ideas?
Today we had some political pundits, some political journalists, and some other folks who have been involved in politics here in the Commonwealth for a long time.
Ellen, tell me about the group that you were involved in and what y'all worked on.
Okay, my group was education, and we recognized that there's a huge gap of qualified and skilled teachers in the state. So mainly in the rural and inner city parts of the state, there's not many good teachers. So we developed, our proposal was incentives for teachers to come to these hard to teach areas. One of them was a mentoring program where an experienced teacher would mentor a new teacher for a year. In exchange, they would get an extra year of retirement. There was also a signing bonus right when they signed the 3-year contract. And then there was, they would get a check at the end of the year for any unused sick days.
And it sounds pretty good. I mean, the whole idea of funding it, I guess, would be a challenge. But you got to do something to get and then keep good teachers.
Right.
I mean, it's as simple as that. And every municipality out there has kids they need to educate. And at this point, education is largely a public matter. I mean, that's one of the biggest expenses of localities is coming up with the money to build, maintain, and fund and fund these schools. Carlos, how about you? What project were you involved in?
My group focused more on the environment, and we decided to tackle the problem of greenhouse gases and carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And we decided to propose a system of cap and trade system, where we would set a cap of how much a certain company could emit CO2 into the atmosphere, and then we would allow companies that lowered their emissions below the cap, we would allow them to sell the right to emit carbon dioxide to other companies that may not be able to lower their emissions to the gap. So overall, in Virginia, the amount of CO2 emitted into the atmosphere would be lower. It's just some companies emit more and some companies can emit less.
Is there a problem with that now in Virginia? Because I know there's a lot of the coal burning companies in West Virginia and Western Virginia. We see that in the Shenandoah Park every summer. I mean, you think it's haze, but it's actually pollution from coal burning plants.
Well, wherever in the world there's people emitting CO2 into the atmosphere, it affects the rest of the world. Carbon dioxide and greenhouse gases are one of the few pollutants that their effect on the environment doesn't change no matter how far away you are from the source of the pollutant.
We're talking with Carlos Quintela and Ellen Marsteller, Carlos of Northern Virginia, Ellen of the Richmond area, and Mark Johnson, the Director of Youth Programs at the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership. One of the things I know that the Sorensen Institute does is we try to bring people together who might disagree politically, far right, far left, put them in the same room and say, okay, you can talk, but you got to be civil and learn to be civil. Learn how to talk politics without demonizing somebody else. Just talk about the issue, not about the person. Ellen, has that been, tell me about that experience insofar as the high school leaders program has been this summer.
It's been really interesting. I'm a Republican, but there's one boy in particular in our class that I think is a little more conservative than I am. The other night we were all watching this movie and we were all sitting around and somehow the topic of abortion came up, and we were just sitting there talking about it, and it's interesting. I mean, I haven't gotten any talks with many Democrats, but...
How about you, Carlos?
Well, I've had some arguments with this guy, and he's really smart, and he's very vocal about his beliefs. I'm liberal. I'm a Democrat, so we disagreed a lot, And it was interesting to talk about. Like, he had a lot of questions about our presentation, and he tried to prove us wrong and how wasn't going to work. So we had to spend an hour finding information to prove that what we were doing actually would work.
Good. Good for you. That's what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, yeah. If you're going to take a claim, Mark, you teach these kids then how to go do the research and find the stuff to back up their claim rather than just maybe spout off something they heard on the news.
Yeah, and one thing I should point out, Coy, is that this is a big moment for Ellen and Carlos. One thing we do in both the college and high school program is we don't allow them to tell the other participants in the program what party they affiliate with. So they haven't said that for the past 2 weeks. And what that does is it allows them to come together and talk and come to understand what the other people believe without the benefit of a label of just saying, oh, you're a Republican, that means you believe A through Z, or, oh, you're a Democrat, that means you believe X through Y. And so they sit down and they have those discussions to find out what their classmates believe about the issues.
And then people often, if they find that out, they would make value judgments then about the person so that anything else they said would be through that lens of the value judgment you'd already made about the person.
Exactly.
So by not allowing them to say what political party they affiliate with, if they do, until the end of the program, you can have these rather, hopefully, genuine discussions throughout the process.
Exactly.
And where are some of the places they've been? You've talked about some of the people they've met, but they've been to Richmond to the General Assembly. And
that's right. They went down to Richmond to the Capitol building. They met with some folks from the Kane administration and some legislators down there. We also took them up to Old Town Alexandria so they could get a little taste of Northern Virginia traffic along the way, but also get a chance to see what life is like in that section of the Commonwealth.
Well, Carlos, you grew up with that, though, so you know that. I grew up with it, too, although it's much worse now. But you're familiar with taking an hour just to run out to the grocery store and get back just because of traffic. And Ellen, I guess down in Richmond, it's still pretty bad, too. I mean, gosh, I was there this morning just trying to get out of there. It was crazy.
Yeah. And I used to go to St. Paul's right next to the Capitol, and it was really fun going down there.
Good. Now, what are your plans, college, beyond? Do you have? I know it's early. I used to hate when I was in high school. I have my little stock answer that I always give. What do you want to do? But I didn't know if I really wanted to do that or not. It just was the answer I gave. So feel free to give the answer you give or what you really want to do, where you hope to go to school, and maybe a field you'd like to get into.
Well, I'm going to be a junior next year. I have no idea where I want to go to college. Maybe UVA. I don't know, but,
Or William & Mary is good too.
Okay. But after these past 2 weeks, I realized I really would like to do something in politics.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In elected office or behind the scenes or just?
Maybe after college I could work for the General Assembly, or just, I don't know, and then maybe run for office.
Yeah, good for you. That's great. I was just saying, we need more women in politics, especially in Virginia. Did you hear where we rank out of 50 states where Virginia ranks in terms of women in elected office? 38. 38.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is bad. So what we need is young people like you to step forward and have the courage and to say, you know, I'm going to run. Win or lose, I'm going to run. I'm going to step forward and contribute. How about you, Carlos? Where are you planning on going?
I'm thinking of studying politics, but maybe economics. I'm not sure. But after spending the last 2 weeks at UVA, I really liked it.
Yeah, it's a great school. It really is. I had a wonderful experience there. Tell me real quick in the time we have left. I know when I was in school, the kids were just starting to say like, you know what I mean? And then I heard diss got to be really popular. Diss somebody. So what do they say now? What are some words that I might not know at 40 that you hear all the time every day?
Well, there's this one expression that everyone's been saying the whole week, Carlos.
It's Bob Saget, and it's a little joke from our group.
So it's unique to the high school leaders program.
Well, I've heard people in Richmond say it too.
Really? And what does it mean? Is it a cut on somebody?
It's just all these boys say it. I don't know.
It's from a video on YouTube.
Oh,
so
and what
a viral?
A viral video on YouTube. What does it mean?
I don't know. It's just the guy that yells it.
It's just like whenever something happens, you yell it.
Carlos Quintilla, Ellen Marstella, Mark Johnson, thank you so much. Graduation is tomorrow for the Sorensen Institute's High School Leaders Program. I appreciate you all taking a few moments to step in here and say hello.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.